This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to Carl Maria von Weber's Concertino for Clarinet and Orchestra. Weber was one of those guys who was born to be a musician and composer. His father was a musician and a theater director, his mother was a singer, and his cousin, Constanze, ended up marrying none other than Mozart. Weber could play the piano before he could walk, although that had more to do with a hip problem that meant he couldn't walk until he was four, but still, you get the idea. He was a gifted kid. He published his first pieces at the age of 12, premiered a successful opera at 14, studied under some of the top composers of the day. Things were really looking up for him. And when he assumed control of the Breslau Opera House at the age of 17, expectations were high. But as you might be able to guess from the way that I've been telling his story, things didn't quite work out as expected. He wanted to restructure the organization by letting go of some of the older singers and expanding the orchestra, all in the hopes of performing newer, more challenging works. But not only did he clash with the musicians, his reforms weren't popular with audiences. And within a couple years, he was on very thin ice. Things got worse when he accidentally drank engraver's acid. Apparently it was in a wine bottle and he mistook it for wine. I've read some allegations that he was poisoned, and there were certainly a lot of people willing to do it in Breslau at the time. But however it happened, he got very sick. He had to take a leave of absence. And when he returned, his changes had been rolled back. He figured it was best to resign. Things didn't get much better for Weber after that. He got a job with the Duke as a secretary, but ended up in deep debt. His father was also having money troubles, and he dealt with them by diverting funds from the Duke into his own pockets. And when that was found out, both father and son were thrown in jail and eventually banished. So what do you do if you're a musician who's hit rock bottom? Well, the answer was the same then as now. Launch a comeback tour. He met a young virtuoso on a relatively novel instrument, the clarinet, and the two teamed up for a series of concerts that would get Weber back into good standing, leading to many more concerts and prestigious positions for him. This concertino was written for that tour without much time to spare. Weber wrote it in 3 days, gave it to Behrmann, the clarinetist, who had 3 days to learn it, and then boom, the first concert with the King of Bavaria in attendance. The show was a hit, the king asked for a couple more clarinet concertos, and Weber was on his way to being back on his feet. The piece opens with a slow introduction in a minor key, and then switches to a more upbeat, easygoing tempo in a major key. The clarinet was undergoing a lot of new development, which opened up the possibilities for a player, and Weber makes use of them with quick, flowing chromatic lines and swoops from one end of the instrument range to the other. Behrmann was a renowned virtuoso, probably the best in Europe, and Weber wanted to make sure he played to his star's strengths. After a return to the slower, darker feel of the beginning, the piece ends with a bouncy allegro, again with plenty of fast fingerwork for the clarinetist. Michel Zukovsky and the Los Angeles Philharmonic with Weber's Concertino for Clarinet and Orchestra.
Thank you.
I know it doesn't sound like new technology now, but a lot of people in the audience listening to this would have been hearing for the first time some of the new advancements in clarinet technology, and Weber made sure to highlight some of the things that were now so easy to do for clarinetists that had been so hard before. Thanks to Michelle Zukovsky and the LA Philharmonic for putting that up on musopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. It would help out a lot. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to be listening to a German composer living in London, getting inspiration from Italian composers, one of Handel's Concerto Grossos. See you tomorrow.